Track 39.
The piece of equipment I'd like to talk about is my iPhone, which is a smartphone. It has various uses. It functions as a normal phone, so you can make calls and text people. But, more unusually for a phone, you can also surf the internet and send emails. It also acts as a camera, though, admittedly, not a very good one. You can buy applications from an online store, which allow you to find your way, play games, read e-books, and much more besides. New applications are being added all the time, and some of them are really crazy, like one that lets you record your voice and then it plays it back to you, but making you sound like an alien. And last but not least, you can listen to your music and watch videos. It was a present from my parents. I'd been pestering them for months to get me one, and at last they gave in when it came round to my birthday. I think they bought it online, as it was cheaper that way. I was the first of my friends to get one, and I think they were all really envious. It is the latest must-have. People love it because it is so beautifully made, so intuitive, so robust, and so clever. It is because it is so many things rolled into one that it is so useful. I just love my iPhone, and if I lost it, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I use it on the way to university to entertain myself. I use it to stay in touch with my friends. I use it to check where I am. It's not so much useful to me as absolutely essential.
What piece of electronic equipment would you not miss?
That's a difficult question, because I love gadgets and all things technological. If I had to choose something, I'd say kitchen gadgets.